This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Rescue workers scoured through debris in the U.S. state of Kentucky on Sunday as hopes of finding survivors dwindled after tornadoes tore through the U.S. Midwest and the South on Friday night, killing people in at least five states. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear said one tornado tore across more than 300 kilometers of land, almost all of that in Kentucky. Some 300 members of the National Guard have been deployed to help victims. The governor said at least 80 people in his state are confirmed dead. He said the death toll is expected to exceed 100. Beshear said the tornadoes were the most destructive in the Kentucky history. On Sunday, he said he's asked the federal government to declare a major federal disaster. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa is receiving treatment for mild COVID-19 symptoms after testing positive on Sunday. This according to the Office of the South African Presidency. He's delegated all responsibilities to Deputy President David Mabuza for the next week and is self-isolating in Cape Town. The statement said Ramaphosa, who is fully vaccinated, started feeling unwell earlier Sunday after leaving a memorial service in honor of former President F.W. de Klerk, who died in November. Ramaphosa said in the statement that his infection should serve as a caution to all South Africans to get vaccinated and remain vigilant against exposure. South Africa, where scientists have identified the new Omicron variant, has recently entered its fourth wave of the pandemic. Just over 25% of the country has been fully vaccinated, according to CNN.